Well, ladies and gentlemen, you knew it was going to happen. It was a matter of time. Now, you know, Biden right now has really lost a lot of his black support in a short amount of time. They say that Biden's, you know, loss of black support is unprecedented in the modern era for presidents, and how it happened so fast. A lot of people are upset, definitely, about inflation. A lot of people are upset about all these high gas prices, high food prices. You know, it's so many different things that people are upset about, but definitely black Americans are upset about watching Biden give federal protections and all kind of money for people who are non-citizens all over the place, you know, giving different groups money, you know, like the Asian community. And they kept giving them money. Now, you know, like, for instance, the current story is the California Democrats talking about spending $135 million or $150 million, somewhere around there, to talking about stop Asian hate, but they're not directing any, you know, money to stop anti-black hate. You know, they're not doing anything. So what the Democrats like to do is they know that black people in America, a lot of them, they, you know, follow celebrity, even what they consider maybe a politician is kind of pretty popular sometimes. So here come the constant trick. They brought out Barack Hussein Obama. He's back. Now, he's been kind of, I know, doing things in the background, but now he's in the forefront now. So Barack Obama went to the White House. And he was there, and Biden just looked very, very confused while he was there. Kamala, you know, she's smiling from ear to ear because she's always, you know, liked Obama. You know, you remember there was, at one point in time, people were like, man, Michelle better watch that one. You know, just kind of how she was, you know, being around him. And that really hasn't changed in no time at all. Hasn't changed. So what is the trick that they like to pull by bringing, you know, Barack Hussein Obama out? What is their plans for y'all? That those of you who are still on the fence about the Democrat Party. Now, the plan is to get you out to vote. That's the plan. They can't have y'all talking about sitting at home. They can't do that because the Democrats know they can't remain in power if black people sit at home. But the issue is this, and this is what I always say, is that, well, you didn't care about black people. You didn't give black people anything. So the people you gave something to, the people you gave protections to and money, they have every right to go ask them, hey, we need you guys to come out and vote for us because, hey, we gave you money. We gave you protections. So why not send them out there? So why don't Obama go talk to those communities and try to get them to vote? Well, reality speaking, those communities don't come out to vote like black people do. Now, something that was just very, very embarrassing, and the Democrats just really don't respect Biden at all. And this man really, he's not all there. There was this clip that, you know, it was shown, and this was shown on Tucker Carlson, actually, of Obama, you know, at the White House, because he went back to the White House and he was talking about, this is my first time being back. And he was, you know, joking around talking about, you know, Vice President Biden and all of that. And, you know, I mean, that was kind of weird. He started doing that. But anyway, so Obama is going to, you know, interact with the crowd and watch Biden and look at his look at the same time. So that's a really short clip. So as you can see, Obama wasn't even paying attention to Biden whatsoever. Kamala, she just, you know, grinning from ear to ear. She probably in her mind like, oh, I wish, you know, he was the president and I could be his vice president. You know, that's just kind of how she was. Every time she got around Obama, she was just, you know, smiling and everything. Now, he was up here trying to grab, to get the attention of Obama. We're talking about Biden here, and Obama, you know, he ain't pay attention to him. The one time he kind of looked his way, he turned away from him and just kept doing his thing. You know, he like, I'm like in my element. You know, I'm going to, you know, I'm here to do a job, whatever. Right. So this is the thing. Now Obama's back out. You know, they trotted him back out there. They trotted him back out there to finesse you to vote for them once again. So the question I'm going to have is, what are you actually going to vote for? Well, let's think about it. What are you voting for? Why do you need to go out in mass numbers and vote for the Democrats? What have they done for black people specifically to make you say, okay, I'm going to go out there and I'm going to vote for the Democrat Party? I mean, you didn't go out there the first time, and did you go out there and vote for the Afghans to get $500 million just coming in the gate? Did you vote for that? Did you vote for Ukraine people to be getting $13 billion? Is that what you voted for? Did you vote for the Asians to get federal protection and then a bunch of money? Did you vote for that? I'm just curious. Did you vote for that? Did you vote for the LGBT protections that Biden signed in with executive orders? Is that what you went out there to vote for? I'm just curious. Last time I checked, you was voting for really to get to, well, let me be honest. The main thing you voted for, or one of the main things, number one, is you had that, I got to get Trump out. I got to get Trump out, because if Trump get out, oh boy, my life going to be so much better if we just get that old racist Trump out. And that's what y'all was on. Y'all was on that blue no matter who. And I'm not talking about those of you who follow this podcast. I'm talking about those who did that, okay? You were doing this blue no matter who. You didn't care as long as it wasn't Trump. And you got exactly what you wanted. You got Trump out of there. Okay. Now, just from what I'm looking at here, almost 2 years into their presidency, black folks are worse off now than what they were during the 4 years of Trump. But you had to get Trump out. And notice, y'all, every time you bring that up to them and say, hey, well, look like black people doing a whole lot worse now than they did under Trump. Like, what's up with that? The only retort they could come to you with, you must be a Trump supporter. Oh, you like Trump. Oh, you secretly a Trump supporter. That's all they got to say. When they tell you that, you know good and well that they agree with you. They agree. They agree their life is worse now than what it was during the 4 years of Trump. They agree with you. But that, like I told you, black folks with that white Jesus and Democrat religion that black folks have, they feel like they're committing a sin against the Lord if they say anything truthful about the Democrat Party. So they will never, never, never admit that, hey, wait a minute, we kind of doing worse right now as black people. And we literally sitting there watching Biden and the Democrats give everything to everybody else except us. Only thing they do is symbolism politics. And I say symbolism politics with you. That's all they do. Nothing tangible. So once again, why do you want to, or why should you go out there and vote for them again? I mean, why? This is a question. Why aren't they pressuring the Asian community to go out and vote? Why? Let's ask that. We're going to run down these groups. So why isn't the Asian community being pressured to vote? Why isn't the Asian community being shamed to vote? People within their own community don't even shame them for voting or not voting. You understand? And voting for Democrat, one party, not even just voting in general, but just voting for that one particular party. Why aren't they shamed? Why don't the Democrats say, hey, now, you know, we gave you that, you know, hate crime bill. I mean, come on now. I mean, we need your goddamn vote. We need you to mobilize. We need you to go to all the Chinatowns and Koreatowns and Little Saigon and everywhere else we're going to go. And we need you to get registered to vote. Because, I mean, these midterms are coming up. Well, why is it? Why nobody's going to do that? Where's the Asian Democrats that's going to come out and say, hey, we need the Asian community to come out and vote in mass numbers? Notice no Asian politicians is out here standing up there with Biden talking about mass voter registration for Asians? Have you noticed that? Why? Why are you bringing out Barack Obama to finesse black people? Why? You didn't give us anything. I mean, surely. Well, where's the, you talking about you gave all this money to the Afghans and all of that? Well, shoot, go to those camps that you got them at, or them Airbnbs that you put a lot of them in. Why don't you tell them about voting? Well, you know, a lot of them can't legally vote, but it haven't stopped some of y'all to try to get some of them to vote. But hey, you know how that goes. New York want people who aren't even citizens to vote. Why don't you go ask them to help you out? You know, all these different people you're bringing in across the border illegally, go ask them to help you out. That's the people you helping out. But yet they leave all these people alone. They do all these things for them, but they want black people to take their time to go get in their cars and to waste their gas money and go out there and stand in long lines to vote for them. And you get nothing. At least if you're going to vote, at least say, okay, I got something out the deal. All this, y'all steal some slaves. Do you realize that? Slaves work for free. Slaves reward the master with their work, their talent, and everything else. Slaves get nothing. These other groups, they're not being slaves. Because they, matter of fact, they're not even going out there and putting in the work. You, the one, is the workhorse. You the one fighting. You the one trying to make the country a better place. And these other groups can just slide in and benefit off of your hard work and effort. And the least they can do, the Democrat Party, is give you what you're asking for. And they refuse to do it. You get Hip Hop Appreciation Day. You get Juneteenth, something that was celebrated in many states ever since I've been born. They're trying to give you Ketanji Jackson. Well, she's so anti-black in her rulings. Now they're talking about trying to give you the Crown Act. Everything they're trying to give you is nothing of substance. Asians didn't get nothing about their hair. Now, did they? Asians didn't get anything about a special appreciation day for some music that come out of their community. They didn't get that. Asians didn't get a special holiday. They didn't get that either. What did they got? Federal protections in a bag. Federal protections and a bag. They got tangibles. You get symbolism, politics. So, are you going to let them finesse you again? You going to let Barack Obama come out again and tell you to get out there and vote for the Democrats? And they talking to you? Are you going to let them use black celebrities to come out there and tell you to get out there and vote? Those celebrities don't need nothing from the Democrat Party. The celebrities are good. They never got to do nothing for black people. They are good. They are good. They sitting well on their millions here in America. While the majority of you are struggling, the majority of you is dealing with something. Do you realize it said because of inflation, it increased your monthly bill by $433 because of inflation on average? Your black celebrity is not going to deal with that issue, please. But yeah, that's who they pull out. The Democrats pull out to talk to you. I mean, you should get offended. And we talked about this back in the past, that Biden had freaking Cardi B. He did an interview with Cardi B. Cardi B, of all people, to be interviewing, talking about politics. But the black celebrity that they should have been talking to was Ice Cube. And I will say this about Ice Cube. See, and it goes back to what I've been saying. The reason why a lot of times your black celebrities who really care about the community and got a voice, Ice Cube has always been outspoken. You know, I mean, that's the guy that did, you know, F the Police. You know what I'm saying? A classic. You know, back in the 90s, Ice Cube was always with the Nation of Islam and all. He always been, a rider. Ice Cube worked on the contract for Black America, right? Contract with Black America. And look how the Democrat shields attacked him. And even people that's not Democrat shields, some people just in general in the Black community attacked him. Trump, actually, his people had a conversation with Ice Cube. Biden said, if I win, I'll talk to you. Ice Cube haven't got a single meeting. Y'all was acting a fool on Fox Soul, Bule Martin, brought him up there with the female from Black Lives Matter. I mean, they did everything they could to be against Ice Cube. And all of y'all that was against Ice Cube all feel ashamed of yourself, and you owe Ice Cube a major apology. This is why Ice Cube, you don't really hear him saying nothing. And I don't blame Ice Cube. I don't blame Ice Cube at all. He put his neck on the line for the community. And you always complain about celebrities not using their influence and celebrities not speaking up about Black issues. And then when you have a celebrity do it and put his neck on the line, you sit up there and you treated that brother like he did something wrong. And if Ice Cube never come out and say nothing again for Black folks, I'm not mad at the brother. I'm not mad at him at whatsoever. Because you have a sick mentality in the Black community. Very, very sick mentality. A plantation mentality at that. What was so wrong with his contract with Black America? What was so wrong about it? Because we read it. It was nothing wrong about that at all. And then what Trump ended up doing was basically crafting his platinum plan based off of the contract of Black America. A lot of elements that what Cube was talking about in that contract of Black America was in Trump's platinum plan. Trump was the only one that came out and said that Black people built America. What Biden them say? It was built by immigrants, which is a freaking lie. Trump, the one y'all say you had to get out, he say you Black Americans built America. He's saying you don't get credit for it. You know what I'm saying? Trump was actually having, even though we didn't agree with the people, some of the people that was up there, of course, but at least he had some Black folks that come up there and doing a summit. Biden ain't had one summit for y'all. Matter of fact, even the LGBT Black Lives Matter, he didn't even want to talk to them. Shoot, what he trying to do? He trying to break them up and put them in jail. You know what I'm saying? Biden's DOJ. Yeah, that's what he was in his head the whole time. So he been wanting to get rid of Black Lives Matter in his mind. He said, "Ooh, if I get in there, I'm getting rid of that Black Lives Matter. I'm tired of them." Like I said, you got rid of Trump, and now you got Biden, and we were in the worst off situation than ever. Like, when y'all gonna go finally wake your behind up? Because, like I said, I understand how Ice Cube feels. I'm just gonna be 100 with y'all. I understand how Ice Cube feels. 100%. 100%. I remember Minister Farrakhan even talked about that. He said that it takes a lot to love Black people. He said that. He said because of how they will attack you. And the attacks, a lot of time, if you pay attention to how you're attacked, a lot of Black folks don't really want to do for themselves. They don't want to be separate of massa. They really don't. And any Black person who is doing it like that, they got a problem with that to a point, because number one, this Black person actually doing for self, right? They can't do it because they choose not to, right? And then, if that becomes a trend, what they gonna do? Because they just want to depend on massa for a job. They don't want to create their own job. All the negativity that comes, when you're trying to help Black people, a lot of negativity comes from that. You would think it would be more positivity, but a lot of negativity comes from your own community. All the self-hate that go on, you're hella scrutinized within your own community by certain people. Like you got to be the second coming of Black Jesus if you want to even take a stand for Black people. But these celebrities can do whatever the hell they want. These celebrities could be on drugs. These celebrities could be sexing themselves out with whoever, whatever, have a gang of baby mamas, a gang of baby daddies. you know, they can do all kind of criminal actions and everything. And they love the black celebrity. You know, they love them. They can't do no wrong. But let a black person try to say, okay, I'm going to fight for my community, then every little thing they do is scrutinized. Everything. Everything you say is wrong to a point. Then you don't even get the support that you should be getting, right? But what does a lot of them want to support? Oh, well, you know, I hate the black woman. I hate the black man. They'd rather ingest that, you know? So it's, I understand. Trust me. I understand Ice Cube. Ooh, I understand Ice Cube. And I've been in it a little while and I really understand Ice Cube. And then you look at them doing the same thing. Democrat, 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 Democrat. It's the same thing over and over and over and over again. That's why it's the same playbook. Bring out Barack Obama, bring out a black celebrity. It's the same playbook. I've been watching the playbook for the past 10 years, and this playbook has worked. So this time they really can't say old Trump, because, you know, that was the perfect boogeyman to scare black people. Because, you know, like I said, I had one black man tell me on Twitter, I'll never forget that. He said that, you know, I'm so glad we're getting Trump out. He said, I wanted to go back to some regular racism. I couldn't believe a black man said that, because he was afraid of that. The white folks that was calling you, you know, the N-word to your face. And you know, the old, oh, no, that kind of white supremacy. Oh, they ain't like that. And that's why black folks got out there and voted so heavy against Trump, because they didn't like that. They didn't like that in your face racism. I love it. I love the in your face racism. Bring it on. Bring it. I really see my enemy come my way. Don't be hiding. Let me know who you are. But the majority of you, no, you scared of that. You scared of that. Oh, you scared of that. But yes, I understand Ice Cube. I understand Ice Cube. You know, there's many times that I've always wanted to throw in the towel too. And say, man, what's the point of all this? I say, you're sitting up here, you know, you go day in, day out, talking. You know, you look at, you know, the Minister Farrakhan. He said so many good things for black people. Look at the condition that we in. You can look at Malcolm X, you know, look at the things that he said, and they still applying to this day. That's the crazy part, because nothing has changed. Nothing. You can look at Martin Luther King. You can look at, you know, Kwame Ture. You can look at Dr. Francis Cress Wilson. So many people you could just start naming off. Dr. Amos Wilson. You know, our brother, Dr. Khalid Muhammad. You know, there's so many people we can just name who are definitely much greater than I can ever be. And nobody listened to them in their day, and nobody even still listening to them now. You still playing the game with the Democrats. That's why people could be like Ice Cube and like, you know what, man, I'm good. You understand? I know a lot of y'all feel the same way too at times about what's going on. And there was so many times I wanted to throw in the towel. Oh man. But then what ended up happening is something happens where it gives me hope again, you know, because like I said, but how long does that keep happening? And it's not that you want to turn against your people or whatever, but it's like, bruh, can you give us some sort of hope that we trying to change? And I know they got some people out here that's doing right. I know. Like I said, I know. Trust me, I know. There's some people that's fighting out here and doing what they can, but it's not fair to the people that's fighting that the majority just won't get behind them. That's the problem. You ain't got to fight. You can just support. That's all you got to do. Support. Get behind it, you know, and let's have a unified front. But the reality speaking, any person that fought for black people, they always had to deal with that issue, no matter who they were. That's just a reality. But the midterms are coming up. What are you going to do? We're going to be presenting that once again. You know, we still have people in the comment section telling me about Republicans. We still have that. We still have that issue. Blue, no matter who got us in this position, and you still telling me about Republicans at this point. And even if I tell them, well, just go ahead and okay, well, fine, I'll vote for a Republican. Go ahead and just sit it out. I don't care. But, you know, reality speaking, I don't care if Trump get back in there. I really don't. Well, actually, black folks wasn't that bad off under Trump. It really wasn't. He didn't create no laws that, like, I could say mass incarceration and all kind of things like that to harm black people. He really didn't. So the thing is, y'all still listen to the white media. That's a lot of it is. A lot of you would be watching MSDNC, you know, Democrat shield media outlets like CNN, MSDNC, you know, places like that. That's the two main people that a lot of these people listen to, the Democrat shield media, and you let them scare you. You let them say this, oh boy, if they take over, you know, they say, well, what could happen January the 6th? That was after the election. That didn't happen before the election. And them folks did that. We had nothing to do with that. It's interesting what's happening with that too. But with that being said, is Obama going to trick you again or finesse you to vote for them again? And then you're going to sit here and watch. Now the Ukrainians are coming in. They about to get a bag. Are you going to vote for that too? Are you going to vote for the Ukrainians to get a bag? While your communities are hurting, while you're suffering, you haven't got reparations. Is that what you're about to vote for here in a few months? It's not long either. It's April already. Are you going to vote for that? Because there's 100,000 Ukrainians that's coming. Some of them are already here. Are you going to vote for that? It's just a question. Because as long as you keep falling for the politics of Obama and black celebrities, they're going to keep doing it. You know why? Because they look at black people as dumb. I'm going to be real with you. We're the only group they do this to. They don't bring out white celebrities to talk to white people. They don't do that whatsoever. They don't shame white people into voting. Matter of fact, they do that to no other community. None. Why they don't bring out the Hispanic celebrities to tell Hispanics to go vote and shame them? They don't bring out the Asian ones. They don't bring out the Arab American ones. They don't bring out no Indian American. They don't bring out nobody. No celebrity speak for those groups either. But we always got black celebrities speaking. We are the only community that basically they look at us as dumb. And they feel that let's bring out the black court jester. And because they can't really disseminate politics, we're going to tell this court jester what to say to them. And then we'll let them tell them. That's offensive. And Malcolm X talked about that a long time ago, how we the only community that they could send entertainers to. Puppets on the string. They paid money to try to get you to go out there and vote just because, oh, well, if she said it, Cardi B said it, oh my God, yes, I'm going to go vote. Obama, who didn't do nothing for black people at all. He didn't even lift sanctions on Zimbabwe. He a lot of things this man didn't do. He gave the green light to kill Gaddafi. And, but this is the guy that's coming out trying to tell you to vote. Yeah. But let's see. Like I said, I'm going to see. I'm waiting for November. It is a long time from now. It's actually a long time, but not a long time. But the Democrats are trying real heavy to get y'all back on that voting train for them. I want to see if y'all get on it. But thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us on the podcast this morning. We greatly appreciate it. If it's your first time coming here, make sure you click the subscribe button. When you subscribe, you know exactly when you post some content. Make sure you click the notification bell and select all. That way you get all our notifications, hopefully, because, you know, YouTube be tripping on that. Make sure you click the like button. You click that like button. It helps us, you know, with, you know, definitely participation. With us in the content, we need people engaged. So make sure you click the like button if you are here viewing it during the premiere, for sure. And those of you who are viewing after the fact. Also, you know, if you can have it in your heart to donate a love offering, you know, a love offering definitely helps with the program for sure. And we would, you know, greatly appreciate that. If you were watching after the fact, that you can also do super thanks as well. We'll take that. Any donation that you give in the area of love offerings will return back to you definitely tenfold. So we appreciate you coming in and see you next time.